Sault Ste. Marie has lost a well-known and highly respected community member. Patty Gardy died Wednesday at the age of 83. A teacher with the former Sault Ste. Marie Roman Catholic School Board, Gardy was known for her volunteer work with Bon Sue and the Sault Symphony Orchestra. She served with the SSO for 30 years. She was the orchestra's manager from 1993 to 2008 and again from 2009 to 2013. Being the manager, she really had things organized, said Louis Street Pierre, an SSO percussionist speaking to Sue today on Thursday. We had a good relationship. Patty would come up to you and say, "Could you do me a big favor?" That was her classic line, and it would be some little thing like moving a box out of the car. We would get chatting and she would tell me things like, "I'm telling you, I'm going to write a book one of these days about her experiences," and then we would have big laughs about it. It was just a blast chatting with Patty, St. Pierre said. Gardy was predeceased by husband Frank Gardy, a well-known local TV producer and community events organizer. The two could be described as a highly visible local power couple. Frank was the master at promoting and Patty was the master at organizing. They really kept the orchestra going. There is a board, but she was the constant. Board members come and go, but she was there to keep the office going and that things were done in the proper way, St. Pierre said. When she retired from the orchestra, she was really missed. She did her bit for King and Country. She earned her retirement from the orchestra. St. Pierre said Gardy will be remembered as very good-hearted and funny. She was very well-liked. I'll miss her. I moved back to the Sault from Guelph in 2007 and I was looking for ways to get involved in the community. Patty reached out to me about joining the board of directors for the Sault Symphony. Patty really carried the torch for the symphony, recalled Thomas Brandstetter, who once served as SSO vice president. If it wasn't for Patty and Frank, I think the symphony could have folded many times throughout the years. She was definitely one of a kind. I produced a couple of plays for Theatre SMC and the board approved the staging for The Sound of Music in 2009. I spent a lot of time in the office getting to know Patty and working collaboratively to bring that production to the stage for the community, Brandstetter said. She was like a second mother to many people. She always cared so much about the people that worked with her, people on the board, the symphony members themselves. She always had a real interest in people's lives. She was really genuine that way. I went on to produce a number of musicals for the Musical Comedy Guild and I would definitely thank Patty in getting the community to buy in for those musicals. She definitely had a way of getting sponsorship and in-kind partnership. I definitely learned that skill from Patty, in how to build relationships with the business community in order to promote a show and make it successful, Brandstetter said. As SSO manager, Gardy led programs such as the Sault Symphony School of Music, the annual Beer, Bratwurst and Beethoven Festival and programs in the schools for special needs students. Gardy was the founder and chief instructor of the Sault Ste. Marie Twirlets and Drum Corps. Under her leadership, the senior corps of the Twirlets represented Sault Ste. Marie in various national and provincial parades and competitions, including Grey Cup parades. Gardy was a longtime volunteer with Bon Sue, especially with the Miss Bon Sue pageant. She chaired a panel of judges for the annual event and acted as a mentor to its contestants. As chaperone to Miss Bon Sue, Gardy served as an ambassador for Sault Ste. Marie, accompanying various Miss Bon Sues on visits to communities across Canada, the Caribbean and Europe. Gardy was also known for her admiration of the monarchy and fondly remembered the visit of Queen Elizabeth II to the Sault in 1959. Gardy earned many awards for her numerous contributions to the community. The city of Sault Ste. Marie awarded Gardy the Medal of Merit in 2008, recognizing her contributions to the community as a teacher, mentor and volunteer. She is survived by 3 children and 5 grandchildren. To view Gardy's obituary and for information on funeral arrangements, click here.